anything that happens outside from a meeting. We have a different utilities ready to do the and we want to deal with our agenda and then deal with our minutes and deal with the reports on Argentina at the time. And of course, supplementary items is another issue that you want to raise. Another business. You know, in the matter meeting, once you put that item on the agenda, the meeting doesn't end. You are too many in other business. And then I guess that once you do that, item number six, you mustn't have. You mustn't have. And you'll have then the date of the next meeting, because it's very, very important, the date of the next meeting. When the meeting ends, every time you must locate the date of the next meeting. Because it makes it easy, vulnerably, wherever you are, to know that the next meeting is sitting at 10, and then at this time. We have also agreed that we will generally sit at 10 a.m. to allow members, because we know that traffic in the province is very heavy now. Simply means that the democracy has brought a lot of benefit. Even Mr. Liu didn't have a car prior to 1994. He has cars now. Again, those are benefits of democracy. If there was no democracy, there would be no cars on the street. That is a real benefit. That is benefit of democracy. That the more cars, every corner there are cars. Therefore, we must thank democracy. That today we have so many cars on our roads. Simply means anyway, that at the end of the day, South Africa must improve the public transport system. It was be important for us to deal with that. And then we close the meeting. I think that would be our standing agenda. And because it's very useful for members of parliament when people read about your minutes 20 years, 50 years from now. They must make sense of what you have said. When they look at the agenda, they must know exactly that, you know, these people were relatively well organized, most. There's no meeting without agenda, proper agenda that captures everything for every member to know what is there for discussion. And possibly the agenda will always be forwarded on time because our colleagues must read documents, must interact with their friend in Eastern Cape and everywhere to ensure that when they come to meetings, they're well prepared for a meeting. And our meeting starts at 10, preferable all members must be at 9:45. It is 9:45, all of us must be here because there's always tea and coffee and drinks. Nowadays there's also yogurt. The committee is improving. It was the end of the year, in the financial year. And then I think everyone is very kind. And then we should do that, colleagues. General, our meeting must start real on time. But the reason why we have shifted from 9 is just to give members enough time to do whatever. When they come straight prior to 9, all of us will enjoy ourselves. At 10, we start our meeting. I think we all agree on that. And then we should then welcome Honorable Cora. Cora is here. She has just arrived. And hopefully
you will be welcoming the Eastern Cape.
No. No, Chair. This thing of the epidemics. I got more enemies than friends even here in Parliament. That's why I was hospitalized because the disease with me.
I'll be wishing you.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have enemies.
Okay, colleagues, let us proceed. An apology, Olumisa one is almost a standing apology. Another apology? Honorable Chair, also. It's an apology. Okay, there are two apologies. I think we have the apology. Mackenzie, happy. approval of the minutes, I think then we'll take the copy, then put it with other minutes. And we are going to approve all our minutes at once. Matters arising from the previous meeting, an issue of our friend in the Eastern Cape. And he wrote a letter, really, you all know what he requested to us to do. And we replied accordingly. First, we indicated to him two things. One is that we appreciate his effort and to come to Cape Town to appear before the committee. And we think that we should say that. And secondly, to say that the meeting of portfolio committees are in Cape Town. As a principle, are in Cape Town. Whoever wants to meet the portfolio committee must come to Cape Town. And it was very important that we do that. And second, thirdly, was to say to him, members of the portfolio committee, they may attend games like any other person, but wherever they are there, they're not representing the committee. They will go there as individuals to enjoy game. But no one should come back to us and say that, no, I met so and so, because the role that he's doing is just to play with the media and to start causing unnecessary problems. And luckily, of course, like you said, we are still open for him to come to the committee and have a discussion with us. When everyone to come, the ball is on his court. We always respect him as a citizen, but of course must respect members of parliament. And hopefully he's going to decide to come or not. But under normal circumstances, I wouldn't do that myself. When Mr. Lee in the meeting, I wouldn't attend that meeting. I think he's going to do that. He's not going to come, and hopefully he will see then what he wants to do. And I think Cora, then we are safe now. And then we're going to convey that to all the friends and everyone that your friend is given opportunity to hear before the committee. But just beside that, though, we must really still have a discussion about the APKs as we move on and ensure that we assist them. First, to run the organization proper. And then the partners, they should behave about what is happening. That was the main reason why they were called to come in, when also there was Saru. Because we wanted also Saru to be there to know what are the problems, in order for Saru to intervene and try to resolve some of this issue. And then, of course, Saru leadership, I think they handled the matter very well. And then hopefully they're going to meet in their own federation and have some discussion about what they want to do to assist them to work in some of the issues. I think it was a good idea to invite all of them at one meeting, because at least everyone was there to hear and also to understand the challenges facing the development of sport, particularly in the eastern part of our country. We think that was a good thing to do. And I think Dennis has accepted. I think members of parliament will accept that, then we'll wait. And then if he does reply and want to come before the committee, I think we'll allow him space to come to the committee. But come to the committee raise about the development and transformation of sport in the Eastern Cape and the issue of governance. Because some of these areas also is precisely because of governance problems. The major problem about our sports, our games in South Africa, you know, sporting codes, is just poor leadership and poor governance. If we can improve that area of governance, I think we can address some of the problems. Whether it's Athletic South Africa, and then Evans was here, he briefed us here, the next Saturday, he's impeached. And then he's impeached, and then of course he's taken to court, and we can see the problem and the damage that this causes to the sport. Of course, I'm told that anybody, the African Athletic Association is coming to try to facilitate the resolution of the problem. But you don't need all this waste of resources and money for people who support to work and assist us. And then, but we know that the causes of all this problem, is greed, generally. There's no other cause of the problem in South Africa, in all sporting codes. It's just greediness. People are too greedy. They don't want to listen. they follow no governance issue until some of these directors are taken to jail. You see, I think the committee must move for that area.
I agree with
anyone who breaks the laws must be taken to jail. Because we are directors. These people are directors. They know their fiduciary duty as a director. And that's why most, very soon if we pass the bill, anyone else of France will join them in jail. That is very important that we do that, because I think that's damaging the image of our country. And then for no apparent reason except they are all selfish interests, I think it's a bigger problem. We'll wait then for the department to come before the committee, brief us on some of the issues. But also all of us will listen, what are the issues really around Athletic South Africa. They could have very good offices in Hotchim, but the human body there is completely distorted issues. I think it's a big problem. We shouldn't allow it to happen. Even soccer, anyway, they've got problems. And then there are a lot of problems, you know, in our sporting core. 20 years down the line, surely you should be experiencing this thing. And then unless we take some hard decision on some of these people, I think that I will always bring our sporting codes and our into disrepute, generally speaking. I think we should deal with it. And then but we will leave committee as we meet and discuss it. And then 4.1, that's what happened for us, and we thought we have covered some of the concern that you raised. We thought always, anyway, when you write a letter to him, we must write history, a long letter. Because what you want always to achieve is to go to the media. And that's what you want to achieve, really. You receive a letter, you take it to journalists, you receive this one. The letter must be very brief and very precise in what you are trying to do, without expressing the anger of the committee, because we didn't do that, brothers. We'll be playing his hands and cause more harm for the committee. Honorable,
Now, Mr. Chair, I was not supposed to be here, according to the doctor. No, serious, that's no joke.
You have a doctor?
Chair, I was hospitalized from Wednesday evening.
Are you serious?
My mother had buried in 1971. But what I want to raise is the issue we should touch on, that these officials should be taken to jail. You know, if you can remember the issue which we came across in the Eastern Cape. You know, we have been taken, Chair, that these people, they are toothless. They come, they discover things, but not that there are no consequences for this. And to me, it's high time that people should be shown that, look, you mess up the money which is meant for the poor, must end up in jail. I support you wholeheartedly on that matter.
Okay. Honorable
Chairperson, you have my support there too. But I want to address one or two other issues now. First of all, the fact it was about if you are invited to attend matches. And I agree with you, Chairperson, that if you go there, you go there in your individual capacity. In fact, Chairperson, I didn't attend any of the matches. I watched on TV. And for the same reason, Chairperson, I didn't want to compromise the position of this committee. If I'm there, then it will be said, you know how people operate, Chairperson. Therefore, I didn't want to compromise the position of this committee. That's why I stayed away from the matches. Thirdly, Chairperson, about the letter you wrote. And perhaps I must think and I'm a bigger Christian, Chairperson. Because I believe in eye for an eye. Oh. I don't believe in turning a cheek. And because if a person insults me, Chairperson, I take it personally. If a person insults this committee, Chairperson, I take it personally, Chairperson. And therefore, I was very, very angry because he attacked your integrity, Chairperson. He attacked this committee's integrity, Chairperson. He attacked the integrity of certain of the members of this committee, Chairperson. And that really I don't take from any person, Chairperson. And so that's the reason that I was very, very, very angry. But hindsight, they say, is an exact science. And perhaps, you know, now that we are a little bit calmer, that could now be the approach. But, chairperson, you see, I was approached by people in the Eastern Cape, and it seems as if we don't want rugby in the Eastern Cape, as if we don't want the Kings to succeed, chairperson. Then I said to them, the success of the Kings is in the hands of the people of the Eastern Cape. It's in Watson's hands, it's in Warder's hands, and it's in South Western District's hands. Not in our hands. We want just to, for people to toe the, there is a line to be towed in sport in South Africa, in everything in South Africa, chairperson. I said, that's the only thing that, because it came across as if we are now sort of the enemy, chairperson, as if they're, I said, no, not at all. That is why the Kings are there, because we supported them to be their chairperson. So, first of all, it's difficult for me because I'm from the province, but at the end of the day, chairperson, it's about fairness and about how people are treated. Okay? And so, I sort of, not having seen the full context of the letter, but your sentiments expressed, I think we will support it.
Okay. No, that's fine. I think we must handle it that way. And it's fine.
Every document, though, that is given to members must remain a document of members. I'm just worried if we circulate many documents and private letters between individuals. I don't think we should do so. It wouldn't be right. Because you may have a letter between so-and-so and so-and-so. People sometimes don't take time when you write a letter to me, the letter is given to everyone. We shouldn't do so at all. It can be in your own computers, one way or another. But you must just respect confidentiality for some of these letters. It shouldn't happen.
Okay.
Call it letters now. Let us know. And now we will check the point. But it's very clear that you will never appear before the committee. One thing for sure. I don't think you'll be so stupid to come before a committee that is all fairness. And then when it comes here, we have to be sitting down. Because I don't think you can say who are these members that are rumored to be against what Mr. Lee. Because that's a serious accusation. That is a rumor that members are playing against someone. Despite the fact that it was the committee that motivated for the setting up of the EPK. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Of course, he's listening himself. Okay. Yes.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I would also like to support you on this issue of recommending some criminal charges to some of the officials. The case in point is the issue of the Eastern Cape oversight that we did to the committee. We received the shoddy report, if I remember, and informally I engaged with you, I think, with some few members that would it be possible that we talk to the Portfolio Committee on Police to source an advice to them as to how do we take this thing forward, because I think it was 50 million rand that was lost there. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to interact with the provincial researcher, the legislative researchers on the side, to source the documents and the general manager on the provincial department of sport. Those documents have never been coming forth. And if you get the document, you'll find out the shoddy document. But I think there's still a case there for the committee to pursue. Thanks.
Okay, colleagues, we will make a follow-up on this. I know that Honorable Cora, he has always raised this issue. And then I think we must try to push department and staff must work up to some of this issue. It is just we must never accept a situation where a person has money that are meant for development. That person still walk around freely. Of course, the due process of law must take its course. But at least the person must really feel that it's wrong to take the monies that are given to poor communities. And I think we must work it out and very soon have some more information. There's no harm also to invite a chairperson of the Portfolio Committee in the Eastern Cape to come to the committee here and have a discussion with him. He may also consider to take one person from Buffalo City, who are actually responsible for the thing that I have in there. Okay. Okay, let us go to our program. There are some changes here and there, gentlemen. That's why I wanted you to look at it and then give a mandate if you approve it. Of course, yeah.
Thank you, honorable members. Just to take you through the rationale behind the changes that we have been effected on the program. You'd be aware that since at this quarter we haven't met the department, and therefore that's why next week's meeting with the department. But moving forward, having met with the chair, the position is that we should prioritize matter that seems to be impacting deeply on the national development plan, but also those that of reference to the resource development plan as that was adopted in 2011 August. So as you see, we'd have SASCOC as the first body that we see just after recess, and therefore national interest as well would be SAFA that would follow, and I think this is an Asian matter. We could find a possibility to bring them sooner than the 23rd of April, and then it's all the budget involves that will be coming. But also, we're going to need a few sports federations in this coming quarter, boxing being one of the priority codes, cricket being one of them, and then we'd have volleyball and gymnastics in the coming weeks. Not in that order, though, but in as far as sports federations are concerned, there'll be less coming, but more consideration of the budget votes and those that are funded by the Treasury, Boxing and the Southern Institute for Drug Free Sport. And we've decided that towards the end of the quarter, we tend to conduct an oversight, in Northwest, seeing that it's distant, and that probably there's no airport, the airport there is not functional, so it might take a while to get to Northwest when you have to land in Joburg and have to drive to Northwest, and then coming back this way to, in the Western Cape to conduct an oversight. Thank you.
Okay, colleagues, that is the presentation. Look at it, and then researchers, of course, they will do prior work for identified provinces and ensure that members are well briefed. In order for us not to go to this, so that Banga Rabanda is not worse. And, of course, I guess that spin-off radio means legacy project. I think we should say legacy project. And then spin-off, we just remove it, you know. Remain with the term that you always understood, now and understand why you are using it. And the SAFA, of course, is a little bit far, but we'd accept it. I think there are more challenges in SAFA. There are more challenges in SAFA. And then with SAFA also, there should be development, what is the national stock plan. And then is the letters written to them on time? We must capture every power. And then it's just people who present, sometimes they come very thick document, but they say nothing. And they say nothing, but again, the team will work it out, some key points in their presentation. Because if you want to have those members of parliament, you must always do that. And I think from a director general can do so. A nice presentation, but say nothing. But make them exhausted. And I think that's what they will do. National development plan, that's why it is important to put it there. Sports development plan, you put it there. Then they will come in the whole issue of transformation, the development of sport, generally, the management of this stuff. I think SAFA will have enough time if you give them on time, because the 23rd is not so far though. Because in the research is going to take us until the whole thing. And then the 16th is the first meeting. And then SASCOC is important to appear before the committee also to raise some of the issue. They must also pay for details about some of the problems. But you must give them the letters of invitation again. You're giving all proclam. And I think the program of the committee is not a secret. Everyone who wants to have a program of the committee must be giving a copy. Because a person who will know that in this day the committee will appear, then there any other things that follow up on that. I think we should do that, Colleen. I think there will be BMI in research, 7th of May. Okay. Okay, please. Another point that you wanted to raise on the program? Yes.
Chairperson, I sat next to the president of squash in South Africa. Squash.
Oh,
squash is small. Yeah, big. Tennis. Yeah. No, not the pumpkin squash. You're talking about pumpkins, and I'm talking about squash. Chairperson. Now, you know, and I was talking about us and what we are doing. And then he said, but Mr. Lee, you never invited us to the committee. And then I thought, over all these years, they were never ever invited here. And I don't think we are there. And then I thought to myself, I will try and see whether they are on the program. And I don't think so. So I'm just saying this, Chairperson, for the people to keep that in mind too. Because they are a big organization, Chairperson. They are a big organization.
How much is this one of old ladies and
old?
Those. And then the big five, who can't deal with any other person.
Last year's proposal, we proposed that we also include the
OPMDP. Yeah, but we never had them.
They could have been association. Zambo.
Can you withdraw that in Zambo? Sometimes if you talk about things, sometimes it's a yes touch.
Let us move. Let us invite everyone with an association. There will be those that are not existing right now. And the indigenous ones, locate them somewhere. And they take another one and put them in. And these other structures really, that you think are very important. And the one that Messingham is raising, we should take it. Indigenous, I'm not sure that they are a national association. I know that they have regional and provincial association at the moment, but try to do that. I think the conversation was working out. No one really should find outside the invitation. And then, no. A young amateur, let's say, is a different student. As I'm going to say, it's a different institution. And we love them. And we hope that one day they will assist us to resolve, think about it.
Chairperson, I don't know how possible it is. I was going to request that why don't we appeal to our researcher or any other person to help us in coming up with points, as you rightfully say, that people will come with a big document. Underneath that document, there are sensitive issues that we just say the presentation was fine, was good, was best, and it's a three-page presentation. Most main issues are hidden in that document. So that when we get our people like SASCO, SAFA, then they must just sneak out some sensitive points that they have picked up somewhere. So that we should really engage us, we say that, hey, those documents sometimes you read once, you read to fall asleep and then just leave half of them unattended. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now, I support Tamamu Khalagwebi Dabji. What is it, sir? I'm support. Humphums used to do that, yes. But one shortcoming is that he will give you that briefing while in his land. Because he can have that briefing a day before. So that you also consult with this document. And you are aware on which page is this matter. You see? So they can just improve that, and they see that this institution is trying also now to send these things a couple of days beforehand so that they can do that read. Because the other issue, Jeff, many a time these documents are cut and pasted. If you take the final report of a couple of years back and you enlarge it with the president, you will see it. The very same wording. It's not only the department, it's why you make all of but there are also other the institutions also which are the same. You see? Terms.
Okay, no.
No. Correct. There will be nothing wrong to raise issues anyway.
Yeah, no.
And then...
I mean, I've got all the
you must be lucky to have many.
Yeah.
And then to have men anyway is a blessing. But my basuja lavan parit.
Yeah, okay.
Masindan is a pumelan that was masuja lavan parit. And then we should then move on and ensure that colleagues we get all the organization. They come before us, they rent the house, everyone wants me to do the question of the. They propose legislation, I think they'll be invited. And then just bear in mind that not all organizations are having similar problems. Then the team, as you sit down and look at it, you must be specific, this organization has this specific problem. And then the question must be also addressing that specific problem. And there shouldn't be a general approach to everyone. Mackenzie, I think you are here with Ellen. Can you then accept the offer? Okay, we'll take the point that was raised for the indigenous game and try to put them somewhere. They should have some interim structure now. Yes, they don't have.
We were addressed by them about 5-6 years ago. But on that day, normally, the department comes with, there's an official that deals with indigenous games in the department chairperson. And on that day, normally, the department is also represented.
Okay, no. Just generally, we'll invite them. There's an association now. And then the department will come and accompany them and say, I'm not even sure how many codes in the indigenous side of games. It's just important that they should also assume that. I know that most are very good in Lavala. Lavala. So I'm not going to say that I am Lavala in the Shonila. In Ghana and Tanga. But I think we should buy from that. There are many business games that are out there. Of course, all that needs to be regulated. They're often managed. I know that the other speaker will argue that is the traditional game. The open and box also. I think it's dangerous. Without doubt, but I think it's dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's very scary. Very rarely you see that box, which is it's a very scary one. And it's more than a bathroom and try to open for it. And it's very scary. This is open hand. Some of them should be shaped. And, There are many finer traditions. Some of them are so background. They must change. They must change. There will be a lot of tradition everywhere. And then they must change. About 11 traditions that are not in line with the national constitution. Okay, we should move for this and do it.
On the 14th May, budget vote hearing to the Department of Sports and Recreation. Is it on budget vote hearing? Okay. And then on the 30th April, which is Tuesday, the Department of Recreation by the Department of Sports and Recreation on their budget and that's what the details.
It's a very short year though. It's a very short year. I think everything is going to be squeezed. The last movement to check complete is very hard. I'm very happy. It's a very short year. It's already April to start, 1 month. And it's been a year before. We are left with 1 year. To be guided or to be separated. 1 year.
It is going to be some separation.
A friend like you will be a threat, so to be separated.
You will rejoice, Chair.
Therefore, let us move on that.
I'm not being too harsh with McKenzie because the way I do it, set by the Brandis of the weekend.
I will. Hey. They're not.
Chair. And they are sitting in front of them.
And I'll tell you what, the South African country beat us.
Yeah,
it might be worse.
Big way.
Chip white.
All over.
But it's not that there's four at the time.
Because this man is crying now at 35.
On a point, But nowadays I'm hurting already. I'm making a public exhibition of hurting. You see, the official opposition has also told me about the problem.
No, but
stop for context.
No, but McKenzie. McKenzie.
Four days.
But there's the advantage, of course, you try.
But Greg,
very bad.
You are not. Those guys are good.
They are good. Eh?
They are good. His stomachs are going to have it.
This man with the afro.
Look.
Yes. Okay. No. That's fine. Mama says we are with you.
Not many other people.
I think the agenda is Dr. Boyd, putting yourself in a situation of taking care of McKenzie. I don't think we can stand that. McKenzie is very demanding.
Every meeting, there must be a copy of our previous minutes. And then we can, surely the staff have enough time to write the minutes. And what we read there is that all the minutes really must capture the main discussion decisions. They shouldn't capture what Tege said, what McKenzie said. It's just what are the decisions taken by the committee. When the presentation, they won't really again rewrite the entire presentation. So just make a copy of the presentation as an extra one or two or three. Otherwise, the lady staff, I think they don't sleep. Man. Because they must again rewrite the entire half hour presentation. It can't be right. Because the presentation is presentation, will be an extra one or two. Then they will capture what was the decision of the committee. on some of this issue. We thought that we should do that. And then every time we meet, then the COP of the needs should be presented to the committee, Denver, USA Denver, the man was Denver there. Martin was going to shoot him. And then, because we are rich and we don't have money now, must buy players. This team of UN Arsenal of not buying players, you'll be in real crisis. Denver should move on that level. That's what we should do for the minutes. And it's important that every meeting there are minutes, and then we allow members to raise matters arising as we are doing, and then we can then deal with some of the issues. 5.3 adoption of our minutes, and then yes, ma'am. Yes.
I thought maybe you would let us, apart from the chairperson's comment saying they cannot rewrite the minutes, but chairperson, I think when I read here, if I'm an outsider, I wasn't in the meeting, I could not actually get exactly what was taking place. In a sense that I think if maybe we sort of give a highlight, there were questions that actually made us to sort of in future to refer whether they've managed to improve on that. These minis do not say anything. They are just quiet. How do we? Because to me, if you maybe we like them, even if we don't rewrite, but we just put down the salient points that were actually raised in the meeting, so that whoever that can come with after us can in a position to follow up if maybe they get the same presentation as we were actually talking about, tasting, cut and paste. They can cut and paste, present the same thing, and nobody actually follows up what was our comment on that. That's what maybe Sheraton wants. One feels that even if we accept it today, but in our next minute, they must have highlight some salient points so that we can follow.
Okay, we will of course read it. There are many styles writing the minutes. I think it will be
the classical headmaster part, grammar, everything must be perfect. There will be another style, the McKenzie style, the presidential style of writing minutes. There will be also the Hume style, writing the meaning, so and so says you must go away, so and so says that you are not allowed here. That is the style of writing. There will be a style of writing meanings in such a way that the meaning first was all understand what it was all about. And then what are the purpose of the discussion? What were the decisions taken by that discussion? Those what we wanted to emphasize. And then they will capture the main issue that we must in that we are in the main area. But they shouldn't rewrite the entire presentation, because we consume much of that time. Presentation is made already. What they should do, they just attach it. And then in their meetings and say, we know that's not the presentation. Otherwise, you start to read their website, they're not. There's one call for it. And they have corruption. Because they have to take another presentation and write it as it is down again to be part of the meeting. I think we are feeding them unnecessarily. And then what they should do is to capture the decision. What are the men on? What are the men on there? And what is the resolution of the issue? I think they want to do that. I think the city will be happy with that.
As long as it's one
non-style rules, yeah. But all the time, we will crucify these comrades. But they have also been guided in their department of how they must write. If I correct last time when one was raised this issue before, he said, look, when I finish writing this, I must take it to my head, and they make their corrections and what is you. So it might be that the way how they are writing is how they have been instructed. So those are the things we must keep out of the back of our mind. Yeah. But this, what you say is correct, but also if it can be taken there so that they are also covered.
No, I think we are raising a point. Though the when they were called upon to account for that, anyway, the senior managers, all of them said no, they never really started staff out. It depends entirely how the staff want to capture the committee. They want to capture their minutes. And because even myself, I thought that was the reason why we make Ugu Pori to work day and night. They're writing something that is delivered already. And then he says, no, it's not really that staff. Sometimes they want to do that. But just capture things correctly. The current advisor always have a copy. Look at it. It comes to a chairperson of the committee, then comes here, it's approved, and we move on that. And they also, the meetings are not so long, therefore we can capture correct minutes. But the essence of what are the purpose of the meeting is very important for that. And then what decisions were taken by the meeting, okay? Let us move on and deal with the presentations, and there's a SARU presentation, minutes, 19th of February, page 1. Honorable Musi, you are fine. Page 2. I'm not sure what is this one. I think number 2. He expressed his appointment at Eastern Province, Southern King, not attending the meeting. What is the meeting? I think just deleted that. And then if it was reported that there was no indication made by Eastern Province King, all that. He just deleted completely. We wouldn't assist you. It's number 2, there's opening, there's comment by chair. It's not necessary. Because it captures separate issues completely. Southern Kings and Indaba is not one and the same thing.
The last sentence, Chair, you want to get your chairperson further commended. Sorry for the professional manner.
We should conduct it, yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
But they're really doing their level best. So we may not have agreed with them historically, but I think they have improved. They've understood. And then, page 3, any point? Do you have copies, Mr. Lee?
No, it's
okay. Okay. Page 4. That's the one that Mr. Lee talked about. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7.
So you just go on page 7, two small items.
Okay.
The first sentence at the top. The committee sought clarity on the late announcement. Okay, and then on the second paragraph, which was left out, it says the president's already has briefed something on the outlines and respect of participation of the Eva King Zubrodi, which was 2:10, and the team relegated was made at August 2:12. That's what he said. No timeline.
Okay.
Stated
yeah.
That the Kings were accepted in from 2:10. The first announcement.
Yeah.
Who's the president?
Page 7. The first two paragraphs.
I was always just saying, which was in 2:10 on the timeline, and the team going down was made August 2:12. That's all.
Okay. Opposite resolution can't be suggested, though. The committee resolved to do 1, 2, 3, 4. It can't be suggested at a committee. There's not a resolution as a suggestion. The committee must resolve. Understand, if a person was writing these minutes, he must be very tired. He because the capture so unnecessary details the not really the issue that you are. Okay, let us move on then. It's corrected. Rabbi Peter, are you happy?
Yes, Chair, I move for adoption.
Maslana? Okay, move and second then. With amendment. Move and second that. 26 February.
Chair, I've got a cover sheet of the draft minutes.
Okay.
For rowing. But nothing, nobody.
Nobody.
They've got swimming and rowing, I think.
Same. Mixed up. Okay. Is it sorted out now? Okay, let us go to page 1 of our minutes dated 26 February. All colleagues attended a meeting. McGrew is a member of the committee.
Donald can answer that one because she didn't follow them. No more attendance.
Yeah, Rowan South Africa president was there. Page 2. And then page 2 presentation by Rowan South Africa. I think they're doing well though. They're doing well. They're well organized, they're trying their level back.
But
yes.
You said part of it that you are so involved you can use the sponsors are not coming to the party.
They don't come to the party.
And it's a very sad part of this whole thing.
Mm.
I mean, for people to perform in the manner how they did, they put rowing on the mat because many of us did not even know about rowing. Did you not ever? I should have been feeling it.
EU is as part of the UJ lecture. I've never been in a rowing field.
I didn't even know a river that they
were. But it was very sad, you know, that they went there having borrowed a boat from UCT. And I feel they're performing very well. Swimming South Africa also, they're performing very well.
Yeah.
And then I just hope that if Swimming South Africa can expand, I think we can really, really develop far better. And then these are issues. The committee made a recommendation. Of course, I think we'll meet with them before 2016. You are making the decision not for us, for the coming leader.
Yeah.
They would have a right to reject it.
Okay, where they to?
Yeah. And the meeting then and at that time. Any move for acceptance? Honorable Jobo? Yeah, no, we're not part of the meeting. Okay.
No, she was it.
Oh, yes, what?
I moved, sir.
Honorable Mackenzie.
In the
mind. 5th of March. Honorable Mitchell. Are you with us?
Yes.
Go for page 1, dated Comrade Graces. Are you fine there? The copies?
Yeah.
You're not part of the mission? Who are you anyway?
Cora.
Sir, I see here in absent that W's his piece to the front. This piece of the freedom front, which once came here, is now busy with this, what is this?
AfriForum.
AfriForum is representing them. And he's a normal member.
So I think they use it.
Oh! Yeah, yeah.
I tell them to listen.
Okay.
But this priest is not even a member of Parliament.
He's not.
2014 will come. And I know what you are going to do. And you are playing in pregnancy, very scared of it. And page 3, what do you want to do on page 3? Father, are you fine?
Yeah, I'm fine, so first, yeah.
Mostly page 4.
Just one thing, Chair. You see where it says ASA board?
ASA, okay.
Maybe Mr. Lee in 2014 can join that.
Asad B, you will be the most educated place in South Africa. Well, let me keep that. Edge of the airport.
Even now.
Now I see why you sometimes feel tired. I think let us really consider this is for them to stand up.
Even if I was not present, but on page 7, I wonder whether you have a closing and then you have an agenda point too. And I don't know what you had, an extension of the meeting, if you can get started on that.
Right now, you should expect it for those.
Yeah, you should put it there.
General meeting wants us closing there, but I think we phrased it correctly, as we are saying. And then we responded on that. We didn't want to capture the essence of our response, but it should be before closing, we are correct on our meeting. There was a meeting that has ended, and then the informal meeting, and also record the informal discussion. Okay, so any move of our second honorable motion? Okay.
First March.
I think as members, what we should do also is to visit the centers that they are building. As members, generally, we must go and see the centers. I think we do that really well. Mr. Lee, we were not there that day. That we were. We are very heavy. Yeah. Okay. And of course, you check out against spies and attendance. Leave Mpasele. Mpasele came for one meeting. Yeah. Page. No, I think Sports Trust is very organized. And then I think we were relatively happy about what they are doing. And then hockey also was very organized. And the other way, very organized. Page 3. Yeah, I think so.
And the spelling of Miss Matthews, I think it's
two T's. Two T's, yes.
That was wrong.
Filana is not TH.
Could be.
That's what I'm saying.
No, she's going to Ghana. TH is the DI also.
Well, I just guess that they signed attendance.
Yeah.
You must check it there. Don't forget that people are very particular with their surname.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that my surname, they misprint it every day. They mispronounce it, they misprint it, they misprint it.
Yeah.
Even if there's no A, they put down an A. Mataran, it's like boss. Mataran.
Yeah,
you want me to analyze it?
For example, we are used to Finland, this is Finland, the I. I got a card.
Okay.
When do you know this Finland?
Okay, well, let us then move on page 4.
The board is very focused, they know what they are doing, they consult the book. Responses, concerns raised by the committee. The hockey week, national team, resolution and comment by the committee. There will always be comments separate from the resolution. The meeting then ended. Any move for the presence of the couple will meet Honorable Mackenzie, which, and then of course we have to verify to the Vilanda and beneficiary spelling and everything. Okay. I would take a second. Minutes then adopted and yes.
Convention on the resolution. The committee is the first. Let us read the resolution.
No, it's the convention. No.
Yes.
Okay,
maybe we can put it
tonight. We are trying to, in fact, I think the point that you were making, we will try to separate comments, observation, okay, and resolution. Of course, we really appreciate them. We think they are doing well, they know what they are doing, they are well organized. And then we raise the issue of maintenance issues. And there is a bigger problem, really, the maintenance issues. Honorable Lee and Honorable Mackenzie, you are invited to remain. There's absolutely no harm for you. The fact that we are not there, it doesn't mean that you can't sit in the meeting. And unless we are, there's an urgent issue to attend to.
No, no, you must say, because the president is not supposed to be here.
When we appreciate the work of Iboki and the trust, how do we, Jefferson, sort of make this information also go to other sporting federations or associations? Because to me, when we listen to the presentation of the structure that we were presenting that day, you could just feel that as if they have a very close working relationship for one another, because you could see how organized they are. And how do we, as the committee, make this information also go to the others? Because to me, as we get their good work, we just say that is a good work, and then how do we enhance all of the sporting associations or federations to come up with such a good work, especially on their governance? To me, they really made me very happy, because you feel so many errors in sports get conflicts because of the mismanagement. So how do we take the good lessons also to be given to the other? What program can we come up with, or what is it that can, what we can actually say to the Department of Sports and Recreation to sort of have a look at them and make them come together and share the best practices?
Well, I think we must find some ways of doing that, because the Cora wanted to make a point.
Yeah, Chair. You know, it's not going to be easy to do that, because we are dealing with independent federations. And what they say, some of them are doing this deliberately, because if they follow the government issue, they are not going to be in a position to eat. And that's why they will leave these positions open for years. For example, if you take Athletics of Africa, they were without a CEO, I can't even remember for how many years. And those things have been done deliberately. And I understand what you're saying, Mr. Dani. But each and everyone will tell you, look, you can't refer me to that one. Because our organization, we run it this way, this is our constitution, and that, and what and what. You can make those recommendations, but to enforce it is something else. Thanks, sir.
We'll continuously persuade them to consult the other colleagues, to learn from other experiences. I think the point that you are saying, Masina. And if Rad is doing well, why soccer can't learn from that? And if cricket is doing so bad, you have new judges and everything, sure they can learn from what trust. Just an governance issue. What governance is almost the same. Because the real weakness is governance issues. If they can manage these governance issues correctly, I think they can then assist us to develop sport in our country. Of course, this sport is a big economy. It's a very big economy. And there are billions of rands now in sport nowadays, and generally very expensive. And therefore, I think Cora's point that sometimes they do these things purposely because they want to circumvent governance issues and get their own monies one way or another. That is a big problem that they are facing. And hopefully, we'll be able to push them to do things right. But for those that are funded by government, sometimes we get even grants from government. They should run their affairs correctly. They should come here, they need some grant, we give them money, and their money is up here. They don't develop anything, they are not supporting facilities everywhere, they have a great situation. And we hope that we'll be able to do that. And I hope that Master Moripetedam now, Sister Grace, is right in Pretoria. And then his use also. I suppose. Yeah. 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 It's incomplete. Okay, colleagues, I think the whole way of learning from the experience is very important. And let us go to the report. We had a discussion on the report. We had a discussion on the report, and we said the team then will go back to those who worked in the table who remove this instruction to a department. This can be in the report. I thought that we have gone through the process now. We have gone through that process. Those who advise in terms of recommendations that are not instructing the department, are not interfering with the department, has it taken true to them? Because I thought that's a bigger problem. Because when we look at the report, we agree. And we said that they must then take it through those who advise coaches in terms of recommendation. But no recommendation that should be put there that aren't supposed to be there. And then recommendation that tempers the separation of power between the executive and government. The recommendation around the foreign issues, because Argentina is a foreign country. The thing that we can't do is that after you must look at that, you come back to the committee, then the committee must take a resolution based on those advice. Because the problem that you go with this thing to the table, NAA table, they reject many reports based on that resolution that are taken by committees are wrong in terms of the guidelines. I think we should into that. If it's possible, really, we should just make follow-up on that. And I think just to ensure that everything that is, because the report will be finalized and be submitted. And they shouldn't submit a report that when it's there, it's turned back because it's wrong. It can't be right, you know. And not because of waiting. No, it's not about waiting. It's about what recommendation a committee should make and then what recommendation that can't be made by a committee. One thing that can't do, can't instruct the executive to do things. And therefore, we must look at that. It's not in fact they should do so. For us in this meeting then to say, no, there are not nothing wrong about it in terms of the rules. Therefore, we accept the report. Comrade Korn.
Yeah, I think the committee with this new team which we have, let them meet and go and meet with those so that they can advise. Because this report has been outstanding for quite some time. Yeah. And to me, really, it's a concern. That's why I tell people say that the committee just wants to go aside because when they come back, nothing. So to me, the sooner this is done, that is the central researcher, concept advisor, they must go and meet all these people and so that next time you come here, we must just say that it must be taken to pension.
The recommendation, really.
Yes.
The way thing, every other things belong to a committee. Even the phrasing of resolution, of course, belongs to the committee in terms of the essence of that. But those who advise the table, the NA people general, many reports have been rejected there precisely because of the phrasing. Some of them, they demand department to pump money to do this and this, and then some, in fact, almost running departments, that it can't work that way. And then the chair hasn't got frustrated because this thing are taken back. There's no reason why you even present a report that we have not even verified. That a report in terms of the rules as they stand. We know that the rules have been reviewed, but as they stand right now, is in line with that. I think that's what we really want to do. And in our next meeting, therefore, do read again the report. In our next meeting to the committee, possible issues there should be true about this thing. Because we had to go to one person, Pumzu, and there are a lot of people there. Is it in line with this and this? There are people who always advise committees on report in terms of the legalities of this thing that we don't put resolution. Because the report, once it goes there, will come back or rejected completely by the programming team then. I think we should do that, colleagues. Possible by issues, as you, I think, will be true. I know that is the Human Rights Day on the 21st, but you don't go anywhere anyway. That's why you must end liquor. That's why I must end liquor. No, not on Sunday. Every day. Every day. There'll be no religious belief that talks about liquor. Must do that. I'm very the Tobago issue, the minister was talking about Tobago, and then very funny one.
And the woman, and
then colleagues, I think then on our next meeting, it will show that we have been briefed by the department. Department CIA. Two things that the department must not do is to come a very long presentation. Department must assist us, how far are they in implementation of our great position, strategic plans, all those matters. Of course, they have to address us also on what the AG, what the general is saying. I know that the department does use a lot of consultants. But the same consultant is a big industry now. And then you hire consultants, that consultant goes out to hire the consultant, it becomes a little bit clumsy. We know that the Director General is very good in briefing, but he must leave members of Parliament comfortable that there's progress that is made. In all aspects, there must be progress. What is the progress made? What is the difference between the report that he is presenting today from the one that he presented last year? Because we also attend many people who come before some of the committee that we share. You can see that there's no difference color. What was presented in 1999 is still being presented today. And it's not assisting us to see progress on that. I think we must emphasize what are the progress that we are making, what are the challenges the department is facing. The back-end posts, the general, why they are there. It should be a very concise report, but at a strategic level. Because we are not operating department. The department is operated by minister. And in fact, that's why they were raising the issue that we end up with the committee saying, must fire the CEO. You can't be sure of the committee to do so. You can't even recommend. Not fire so-and-so. I think if he does that next week, then possible colleagues, we should agree that we should try to start a little bit early. Because the briefing can be very long. Mostly, I think we can start at 9. The meeting must be persuaded to Abu Dhabi that we start at 9. And then just to ensure that we have enough time for the briefing of the department. And also engaging department on some of the issues, the state care problem. There are a lot of other issues that are outstanding that I don't think the department has made follow-up on. If you start at 10, I think we'll end at 1. And we can start at 10, end at 1. But as long as all of us who leave the meeting, we have really dealt with some of the issues. Because the last time anyway, department appeared before us. And there is almost saying bye-bye to them. They will come in anyway. But we'll be bye-bye for the main issues. Because 2014 may be our election. And they won't have a time again for them to come back. I think if we start, we should start at 10. But if we start, they start on time, really. I'm saying this because the Director General of the Department, when he speaks, he can cajole you when he speaks. Because he's very articulate, he knows his story. And then the likelihood sometimes for to be captured is very high. But we want them to capture up on real issues of development and sport. And then that's what we want to do. The minister is coming. Yes, yeah. The minister is coming. Therefore, will be a very interesting meeting. They will be able to raise policy issues that we think are very problematic. And then the minister is coming, therefore, very policy issues on that. And of course, a lot of other crises remain at our supporting bodies in South Africa. I think the minister will capture some of them. And then we can start at 9, but I think we'll end at 1. Therefore, we should prepare ourselves to be here until 1 at least. and then we can be able then to deal with it. Anyway, the last sitting before our constituency period, before Good Friday, I know anyway that we don't even go to church. Okay. Okay, late preacher. Okay. But we would do that. If we are a lay preacher, we wouldn't go to church. Otherwise, we would be a pope by a mistake. But the point is that we start on that one. Department, surely they will give us their presentation on time here.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow must get a presentation for colleagues, for the researcher, from the team. Of course, they'll brief us also about Netball South Africa. They must take us into confidence about that. Netball South Africa. You must also talk about the COSIM recommendation, quorum. Because I know that quorum has been talking about this matter. When is it coming for us to know? They must cover that. But also must cover the intended commission on South Africa. Makes fish fixing. Quorum, that's a bigger problem.
No, I have
one.
They must also talk to us about the suspension and the reinstatement of the SAPA presentation.
How?
2 days, he said he was reinstated. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no, they will raise deal on that issue. They will talk also about SASCOF. And then they will talk about the plan generally, the development on school sports. Yeah. It seems really we went there with a bang, but it seems we are almost going a little bit down. There must be a lot of challenges between the Department of Sport and Department of Education.
Yeah.
And then they must take us through on border political issues and border policy issues. And then who didn't carry it with the director there and there. And then if they do that, then they will be very useful. Of course, the minister will take us through on very other issues there. And then we'll have time, Comrade Sindane, to entertain the report. Tomorrow, getting it, let us look at it. The team that is supporting us must look at it and try just to be precise what are the critical issues. Because unless we prepare ourselves like that, all director generals, they take members for a ride sometimes. And then for a ride, because they come with very well prepared presentation. And some of them say that you go to those members, just wow. They are happy. And then after that, they are gone. And then because they talk about this thing. And then therefore, I think it's important for us to work in that way. Possibly then we'll have a very fruitful meeting next week, Tuesday. And then preparation of everything, I think, is going to be there. There's a request, though, one of our members. And of course, they're meeting this one. The meeting, of course, is the date of our next meeting is Tuesday, 26th. We start at 10. They start at 10. Possible is our venue this one.
Yeah, no, here, everything.
So much change if we don't, if you don't apply for next 10.
You must apply for next term already. We have a program already. Apply for a next term. But it's very good for people to have almost a sacred venue.
Yeah.
Because even if they get lost, but they will come around. Because it's very useful. That one with pillars can suit sport. And then we are meeting them next week, colleagues. What about second? You wanted to raise a point? Call me, please.
I want to agree, not that I've got anything against Rabitabi, but to me, when you want to do justice, we are complaining about the way the disease is articulating and what and what.
But you also want the gist of what he wants. So to me, if say you start at 9, and they are also here, so that they don't come and complain that there are too many cars in the kingdom. They sleep here, they wake up, they are here, start at 9, sharp, and then we go on. Really, because what the commentary, because people will be rushing already. You get some notes, and you can't agree because they're off-minded, you are concentrated on this one. The next thing, the place is empty. And you can't say that they've disappeared because they say that I wrote you a note. Tell you, Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
There is this thing here on IH, when we were talking about report and we're talking of a department presenting to us, there are certain findings in our last site visit. I don't actually see ourselves, how do we, because to me now we'll be going to Northwest, going to Cape Town, but when do we actually have these reports when we have actually visited a province, especially I'm looking at on the presentation of staff on the 2010 spin-offs, because I think some of the other things which we visited were 2010 spin-offs. When do we take the department on board so that when they come before us, they can give us a response on our findings? Because to me, really, that was it was just a mere visiting. But at the end, we've got, I think, a colleague, they talked of people must be locked up. Remember what we found in Eastern Cape? But we're just talking it as a baggy pan so that we give to a department as something that you are expecting that they must respond to. We are financially here, Manji. Some of the resources, financial resources, have been wasted, but nobody said one. Even if the department, Yabaniga or Yaba municipalities, Baba Niga, but nobody actually looks after the utilization of expenditure of that resources. So Chairperson, where do we put it in? Because to me, if we have a way of saying, well, we want the department tomorrow to give us their presentation report, how about if we have maybe that report of our site visits, give to the department so that when they come to us here, they can give the response to that. So that when we say to them, this is another financial money, then they know exactly that they go and attend to maybe maintenance, give to maintenance or what have you, in a way where they can play with the money. So, Kim, what's your question? Leo is saying, as you said, actually, in some of the resolutions, we can force the department. But from a side visit, some of our findings, we can make the department to make all of us.
No, I think we should do that, colleagues. they will cover some of those matters, you know, about progress report on sport, development and transformation in our country, national sport plan, all that. There are a lot of challenges in many sporting codes. The department is very small in terms of resources, and hopefully I'm going to work out on that. And Honorable Musa, you wanted to raise a point.
Oh, it's not. It's a complete different thing, Chairperson.
Okay.
I just wanted to check from the Chairperson as to whether we would be allowed to present our frustrations, you know, some of us, when we want to meet some of the officials who cannot want to meet us.
Okay.
Like there is this Tulu Felita, he would completely want to talk to me on school sport issues. Yeah.
Well, it is very unfortunate, really. I think, general, we can instruct, of course, the official, but they should give us information that we need. There will be no reason why you refuse to meet with you. You are going to raise it. Actually, we should raise it even before the meeting.
Yeah.
And then we take Director General on that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they hide that, we're told that you must interact with members. Only Director General and the Minister interact with members. Sometimes they do that when they don't want to assist us. But I think we must raise the Director General. Even if we meet with them before even the meeting. Yes, yeah, that's what we will do. I think it'll be hell anyway, because you provide the yogurt now. It'll be hell. But the point that we should also finalize to Denver is the budget of the committee. The financial year is starting. And the committee has been always underfunded. It just We have never seen what is the proposal of the budget of the committee. And because the budget of the committee is very clear. If it's we allocated general like all other committees, I'm not sure anyway about the allocation. In our areas, general staff and the team, they draft the budget of the committee. This is how we think this year will need. Based on this experience and everything, we should do that. Never. Seems you know better about this matter. Maybe we can assist us. The one that we don't want to do, though, is to rely entirely on the mess of committees. When the staff is heavy, there's money for a committee. When the staff is not heavy, there's no money. And then we must inform what informs the budget of the committee outside the problem of the committee. Because unless it gives problem, because you still have a lot of provinces to visit, but you may not have money because you don't capture this thing as action plan for the committee. Because I think there will be a lump sum of money then you'll be given as you apply. And I think it's a very wrong way because there will be no accountability if we do that. And then you rely entirely who is happy today, who is not happy tomorrow. It can't just work like that. And then I think we must get out because it has been underfunded every time. And then the committee is going over, so it's going to do oversight. You must allow enough money. And then surely I guess that the committee must be accommodated according to Combat Corps. And that we are a veteran of the budgeting of the legislature of parliament. I think from time to time can persuade them. Because it can't be right that you want to do some work as a committee, you don't have money. And then of course you take that one budget of course because of the study tour to Argentina. But also they bear in mind that every year the committee we have been underspending. When we need money, surely it should be very easy. You should not have problems that we can't move completely. Because you are going to move for this two provinces that you have identified. I thought that you would identify three because it's very critical for us to meet with colleagues in Free State. In Free State is right at the center. This one in Western Cape, we can leave it because we are based here.
Yeah.
We can get a Kumbi and then go around to, but those that we have to visit, those that we will visit to there, I think we must take Free State and not West. And then if Free State first because of development spot there, I think Ace also the premier is already moving for this thing. We may learn a lot from the experiences there. And then I think this one will come here because we are based here. 1 week in Kobet Lindi. Before the end of our term we'll go to visit even on Saturday or Sunday. Members of parliament must always be available. Because they are full-time politicians. They are full-time. They are not councillors who come when there's a meeting. They are full-time. And they are even weekend. They are full-time.
I agree with you. I support you.
They are full-time.
It is very good that we request appeal to members to avail them.
Yeah.
Because people say that my grandkids, when you go there, to Papa Mamas, they are landed, grandkids, they are alone. So,
I guess for this will agree really that in Cape Town general, you wouldn't care to leave it for other days because you are based here. It would be very easy. One Friday, one Wednesday, we check a Kumbi, we visit specific area here. I think we can make it for 2 days in Western Cape, we can do that. But I think we should take the Northwest problem and then we take the Free State. Of course, we'll be owing Mpumalanga, Limpopo, Northern Cape. We still have a lot of work to do. Hopefully now as we go for this recess in June, that has that whole committee website, we go for that area, two provinces. Because we'll be the rural provinces, sometimes you can't squeeze them easily. The Northern Cape is too vast. And then one door to that side and another door to that side. And they're too vast. That's why in the way we wanted to have a lobster. It was very vast. And then I think that's what we can do, colleagues, in terms of your program, Tim Islander. and the chief secretariat work out on that. And then we can then faster ensure that we know the budget, because the financial aid is ending. And then they haven't said to us that we didn't get anything from you, that's why there's no budget. When we're not even told that prepare for a budget of the committee. I think there will be some somewhere that we are located accordingly for the committee. It's just important that we should do that, Colin. And then because there are a lot of other areas that we have to do, there's no doubt that many of you will come back. Therefore, we have work to still go and follow up with many provinces that we have visited already. And then, you know, members of parliament, we should do that. We mandated Mackenzie to resolve the comrade problems. And Mackenzie is doing well now, is resolving that problem of comrade between the Africans there and those who have been running this city. And then because they know that Africans, their duty is just to run, they must not control. And now it's trying to resolve this issue. Seems there's some progress now that it's making on that. So it means that all members of parliament will call upon you sometimes to go to Northwest and go to other areas to assist us to deal with some of this problem. And then I think that's what we should do. Where we can't go as a team, I think we should request one or two members who are staying in that province just to deal with other issues. And I think we should do that, and hopefully the sport trust, we are going to invite them to do this oversight, because they must show us these venues that we're talking about. And the sport council is part of that. You prepare very well for it. As you prepare it, let's again, don't prepare something that's, because I'm not sure how yourself prepares is general, not you. I think we are preparing very well. They take you to Z, from Z you are who B. This thing is not, logical.
Yeah.
It's not logical. And then you go there, you sleep somewhere else. And it can't just work that way. And I guess that you should, it should be logical when you move. And then move towards the airport, not from the airport, away from the airport, and come back to the airport. And I think we must work it out that way. Because in Northwest, there's no airport at the moment that is working. Therefore, driving from Northwest to Free State. Then every plane must be zigzagging in a manner that takes us a little bit down towards Free State. Do that, colleagues. And then work it out, a good plan for us. And inform people on time. Well, then we land there, at least must land when they are there. Of course, we move from a premise that the oversight is going to be approved. And then if it is not approved because of a party sometimes wants you to go for election, work and other thing, would be unfortunate. But I think many of us will be able to go and see what is happening. And I thought that's what we should really conclude our meeting by saying. All the ministers are here. Donna Venn, I think we have adopted your minutes. You put them in whatever area we put them. And then they have to be signed after we have collected them. And then you can then deposit it wherever they are deposited. And then, of course, we know that our friend from the media in parliament always with us. I'm told sometimes secretaries go to them to get minutes. MGs and PNGs, yeah. Because they capture minutes. When you don't have the minutes, the staffers go to them. Give me a copy. And then you compare notes and things were okay. But they are always with us. We are really very happy that they are always with us. They assist us and we can get information. And even when we are taken to court, sometimes we rely on them to provide some information that will take us through on some of these issues. Of course, this court has not been taken to court, but they will take us to court. As we tamper with their domains, they will really take us to court. Because the money that is there. Cora, you want to go in each?
No. I think it's correct what they're saying, actually. Because I remember we had an issue with Saro. And this guy, Basson. That matter almost landed in court. What saved us there? They used the minutes of PMG. And our minutes were not adopted, and that's the thing we say that. So I think that we'll have to look at these things of our minutes.
Yeah.
Because that is going to save us. PMG is going to just write as Nazi Yongin Rab. But the love of honor, they can also...
5 minutes, Mr. Bangman.
Short term.
Okay, colleagues, thank you very much. I don't think there's another issue that colleagues want to raise.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much. We are invited for tea. And yogurt.
Protocol.